There are some recommended practices that we'll talk about, hopefully if I have time, at the very end. They're fleshed out in more detail at the end of the paper in your binders. But what I really want to do is kind of breeze through with an overview of retaliation, the EEOC and litigation processes, but then spend a greater chunk of time talking about a couple issues that are currently being litigated, I think are undecided, and they particularly impact independent school districts, and then also to give a kind of a rapid-fire survey of some recent retaliation opinions. So retaliation claims, they're on the rise. They are the most common type of claim that's currently being filed with the EEOC or the Texas Workforce Commission. The EEOC puts out statistics every year. In 2015, they were 45% of claims. They're 46 in Texas specifically. They're rising, while overall claims being filed with the EEOC have been going down over the last few years. They're easy for a jury to understand and sympathize with. I think it's a lot easier for just a layperson to think that a school district might want to retaliate against an employee as a means of controlling dissent than it is to think that they might want to intentionally discriminate them based on a protected characteristic. That's just my personal thought. I don't know if anybody would agree with me or not. They're very costly to defend. They're also very costly to lose. Damage awards can easily range over $1 million when you are accounting for salaries multiplied over years going into the future, attorney's fees as well. Employment retaliation occurs when an employer takes an adverse employment action because of the employee's engagement in a protected activity.